Microsoft is ready for battle against hackers, and it's got the fancy new war room to prove it. We'll take a look at Microsoft's Cyber Defense Operations Center. Can this shiny new facility rebuild the company's reputation for security? Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Microsoft is making some big moves by way of what is essentially a new war room built to amp up security measures, thwart hackers, and look like they're really high tech in doing so. This, of course, is all in an effort to protect its customers from cyber attacks. And here to walk us through Microsoft's sparkly new Cyber Defense Operations Center is Wall Street Journal reporter Jay Green. He is based in San Francisco and joins us now on the phone. Welcome, Jay.
Hey, thank you.
So Microsoft's Cyber Defense Operations Center, it looks like a very sleek government bunker. So, and I like how you put it. It's not just a workspace, it's a showcase. Can you first describe what the center looks like? Can you kind of set the scene?
Sure. So, you know, it's interesting. As you walk into sort of an alcove outside of the center, because nobody outside of Microsoft is actually allowed into the center, you see kind of opaque windows, floor to ceiling, and then somebody pushes a button and they go clear. And all of a sudden you see this room with about 50 people in it, in a couple of rows of desks. Each of the desks has two monitors where the folks work, and, you know, there are people in there trying to track all sorts of virus and malware and all kinds of attacks to make sure that Microsoft's on top of that and can tell its customers, you know, what the potential threats out there are.
So it almost seems as though Microsoft is saying, look, we're really, really serious about this. Just to catch our listeners up to speed, what kind of reputation does Microsoft have in terms of this kind of security?
Well, I mean, if you go back a ways, you know, in the early 2000s, Microsoft's reputation wasn't particularly good. You know, their software was very often attacked. And often with some success. And there's a point, I think it was in 2002, where Bill Gates, when he was the chairman at the time, sent out his trustworthy computing memo and basically told folks throughout the whole company to put security at the core of what they do. And so I think for a very long time, Microsoft's reputation wasn't that good. And really with Windows 10, the most recent operating system, things have started to change some. I mean, you could say maybe they changed a little earlier, but I think, you know, it was a point at which the company re-architected their software and made it more secure, really by default.
Right. So fast forward to last November, and the facility brings together roughly 50 security experts. Who does this consist of?
Well, so it's a handful of security folks from all of Microsoft's teams. So you'd have folks from the Windows team sitting near, folks from the Xbox team sitting near, folks from the Azure team, and Azure's their cloud computing operations, and you'd have other folks as well. And the idea is, as they're sitting together, it's easy for one team, when they see attacks on their product, to literally swivel their chair around and say to a person on a different team, hey, this is hitting us. You might want to be aware, and maybe we can think about ways to coordinate and stop this and also let customers know.
So Microsoft isn't alone in its cybersecurity efforts. How does this big operation center compare to what other companies are doing?
You know, it's a fair question, and honestly, I don't know the answer. There are, certainly are other companies, I mentioned a few in the story, Cisco and Symantec, but there are plenty of others that do this kind of thing as well. I have to concede, I haven't been to others to really measure, you know, if Microsoft is bigger, is smaller, is faster, but they are one of many.
So in amping up the security measures, I understand they're using a new technology called machine learning. Can you talk a little bit about how that works and what that is?
Yeah, now, so machine learning is the complex stuff, but essentially there are sort of billions of touch points a day with people in Microsoft's technology. You know, when you log in, when you download software, all sorts of different ways that you are touching Microsoft servers, you're touching Microsoft products. And Microsoft's able to collect some data points from all of that stuff. And what machine learning does is it sees, it can take all of that information and see anomalies that might be threats. And as it sees those attacks, it can sift through and learn what might be an attack and what might not be. And then it can inform the algorithm about what is an attack and refine itself even more, so it learns from the data it's gathering, and you know, over time, it can get better and better at detecting attacks very quickly.
And on Tuesday, Microsoft President and Chief Legal Officer Brad Smith is scheduled to give a keynote speech on security and cloud computing. Any word on what we might be able to expect from him?
Well, I think it's sort of been a broad initiative at Microsoft to really talk about how this is important, how it's very much part of the core of their operations. You know, a few months back, Satya Nadella, the CEO, gave a speech, and basically he said, if people don't trust products, they aren't going to use them. And so Microsoft is working very hard to make sure that customers will be comfortable and trust their products.
Jay Green, thanks for joining the podcast.
Appreciate it.
For more information, you can check out Jay Green's article on WSJ.com. Also online are all of our podcasts at WSJ.com/podcast. You can also look for us on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. And follow us on Twitter for the very latest updates. We're at WSJ Podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.